Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then you can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. Is the music still playing? The tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch. I hate it. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. Is it still playing? Oh, it's gone. Good. And you can also see the show. It's a live stream now on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. It is YouTube for us. It's called Rumble, as in Rumble in the Jungle. And you can see the live stream. Hi, how you doing? There's not much to see, just a high school graduate talking into a microphone and a little yellow ducky from the Nail City Jeep Club. Thank you, Miss Elvira. So, by all means, please do so and then share this everywhere. I've been banned on Facebook because of sharing information regarding Jeffrey Epstein from the Department of Justice files itself. And I got to tell you, it's the censorship is unbelievable. It really is. The government. And again, that Smith-Mundt Act that allows our government to now do propaganda and psychological operations on American citizens. That changed in 2012 when Obama signed it in 2013 when he signed it into law. And all the Democrats and all the Republicans who've been in charge of Congress over the years and the White House and all that, none of them have changed it. The deep state likes having that kind of power. It can legally use propaganda against American citizens and psychological operations, PSYOPs. They still have not repealed it. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right, got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit, and this will be your chance to call in and say or do pretty much anything, but you cannot interact with the host. That would be me. We're not going to show that on the Facebook, on the Rumble live stream, just because we've got some issues with music royalties and all that, because we use music in Dimitri Graffiti, and that might cause a problem with Rumble, and we just don't want to go there. So you have to download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 in order to participate or listen, of course, on these great radio stations that are carrying Dimitri live and dangerously local. Last count. Well, in fact, let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 stations carrying it. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. We've got all of that. So that is coming up. Again, do not try to interact with a host and during Dimitri Graffiti. Just can't do it. I won't respond. Great opportunity for you to share your thoughts about President Trump or Jeffrey Epstein or about the war in Iran or pretty much anything at all, or just be a goof. Several people call in just to be goofs. I know that sounds crazy, my listening audience, and yet there it is. So by all means, please do so. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Now, I know a lot of stuff. We've been talking about lots of heavy issues here today, including New Albany. God almighty. Jeffrey Epstein's filthy fingerprints are all over New Albany. Leslie Wexner and the Ohio State University still has not given back Leslie Wexner all the money that he had donated to get the naming rights for something or other. And it just shame on the Ohio State University for not manning up and just saying, we don't want this money. This is blood money, obviously. And we want nothing to do with that, want nothing to do with Leslie Wexner. And this whole Rothschild thing is just mind-boggling to me. As far as I know, I'm the only person who in the media has pointed out Donald Trump's connection, direct connection, with the Rothschild family banking concerns. Without them, it is quite likely that his Taj Mahal project would have gone into bankruptcy. The Trump brand would have been ruined. The Trump financial empire would have collapsed. It might be as simple as that. It might be as simple as that. Take a look at the financial deal that saved the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. That might be the reason why Donald Trump refuses to bring any charge or have his Department of Justice bring even one charge against even one of the billionaire Boys Club members from Epstein Rape Island. It might be as simple as that, or worse, that deal to save the Taj Mahal. Maybe there were elements that Donald Trump does not want you to know about. Maybe there are elements he does not want the regulators to know about. Maybe there are elements he doesn't want the Attorney General of New Jersey to know about. I don't know. But of all the people that he picked, that he could have picked for Secretary of Commerce in his first term, he picks Wilbur Ross, the head of the Rothschild banking concern that bailed out the Taj Mahal project. Maybe it's a coincidence. Awful lot of coincidences these days, wouldn't you say? Awful lot. So let's lighten it up and let's have some fun here. This is for simply comedy relief. This is President Trump. This is pretty damn funny now, I would say. So sit back and enjoy and get a good chuckle out of this.
These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad.
We should have never gone into the Middle East. We should have never gone into the Middle East. Under my leadership, we will turn the page forever on those foolish, stupid days of never-ending wars.
We're rebuilding our military stronger than ever before, and we are not going to deplete it again on stupid, senseless, endless wars. World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists in the deep state. I am the president who delivers peace.
I was the first president in decades who didn't start a war. And the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in history is going to drag us into World War III. And this horrible, horrible president is dragging us toward World War III. We're going to be in World War III soon.
Because I think we would have been good with Iran. I don't want to do anything bad to Iran.
Large sections of the Middle East. I mean, look at the death and destruction that's taken place. And none of this would have happened if I were president.
Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end. Together we're fighting to secure our borders, end the endless foreign wars, and defend the working people of America. But the Muslim and Arab voters in Michigan and across the country want a stop to the endless wars and a return to peace in the Middle East. That's all they want. Speaking of World War III, I'll keep you out of World War III. What would happen if we had a war? We won't, with me, but you will have World War III, I believe, without me, but we won't have. I will be sure that World War III will not happen. I'm the only one can say it won't happen. But I stand here today, and I'm the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent, and very easily, World War III, very easily.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
The rules of engagement do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. The Red Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The Red Graffiti ADA compliant. Commander Graffiti. Commander Graffiti.
Fact, short-term missiles can hit U.S. citizens and military personnel in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, Iraq, Jordan, and Israel.
There's no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Tomato Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Tomato Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Tomato Graffiti, ADA compliant.
Domenico
Graffiti.
It's the DOD, Department of Dimitri, DOD.
Domenico Graffiti. Domenico Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.